feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita.
And Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby with you folks around the country. Rita has a well-deserved day off, and the number to reach me, 800-848-9222. Two big stories as of this hour. Kate's cancer battle. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, reveals she has cancer and described the news as a, quote, huge shock, and asked for time, space, and privacy in a video broadcast on the BBC Friday evening in Britain.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
And Kate Middleton, diagnosed with cancer, as you just heard her say, undergoing chemotherapy in a heartbreaking health update. It was eerily quiet, somber crowds outside Buckingham Palace, and Kate Middleton won't return to royal duties until she's cleared by doctors after this cancer diagnosis.
This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body and spirits.
And our other big story here on the Rita Cosby Show, Dominic Carter filling in. Everyone was screaming. Everyone was running. I'm referring to the terrorist attack in Russia. ISIS at this hour taking responsibility for the Moscow concert shooting that has killed 40 people, 40 dead, injuring over 100. The number to reach me tonight, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. At least 40 people were killed, more than 100 injured, when five gunmen dressed in camouflage opened fire with automatic weapons at people at a concert near Moscow in one of the worst such attacks on Russia in years. This is a report from the Fox News Channel.
We begin with an attack at a Moscow concert hall. It leaves at least 40 people dead and more than 100 injured. It happened days after the U.S. Embassy there warned of an increased threat. The ISIS terror group is claiming responsibility. Let's get the latest from correspondent Alex Hogan in London tonight. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Rich. ISIS on its Telegram channel is reclaiming responsibility, and this comes just 2 weeks after the U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned of the increased risk of terroristic plans to target large gatherings of people in Moscow, specifically naming concerts. Well, tonight, that concert hall continues to smolder, where gunmen entered earlier tonight, opening fire. As many as five men wearing camouflage opened fire, and according to Russian security forces, 40 people are dead, 100 are wounded. wounded. Witnesses described the terrifying moments of watching a concert and then running for their lives. People screaming, pushing, creating a stampede. It's not exactly clear how the building caught on fire, but there were claims of a blast with the gunman barricaded inside and reportedly throwing explosives. Helicopters airdropped water to try to put out some of these flames. Russia tonight is tightening its security across the city as well as at airports, banning large public gatherings over the weekend. And today, Washington is doubling down on its words of cautions for Americans who are still there.
The State Department reissued a warning today, reminding Americans that are living in Moscow to stay away from populated areas and certainly gathering places like concert halls and shopping malls.
Ukraine says it has nothing to do with this attack. The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to receive more updates. There has been no formal response from Russia as pertaining to ISIS's claims of responsibility, and the death toll from this attack, Rich, is only expected to rise.
And that report from the Fox News Channel, the terrorist attack in Russia, 40 dead, over 100 injured. Gunmen opened fire at a concert hall. A bit later in this hour, I am going to tee off on the migrant situation, on the border situation, the southern border. But let's start with your telephone calls from around the country. Again, Dominic Carter here with you folks. And tonight for Rita Cosby, Rita has the evening off, and you can reach me at 800-848-9222. Let's begin with Sandra, the great state of New Jersey. Good evening, Sandra. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dominic. I'm very, very sad to learn about Kate Middleton and her family, the whole thing. My heart goes out to her. I think about Meghan Markle, and I just don't want to see her weasel her way into that family in a manipulative kind of, non-trusting way. I know that from what I remember, Harry was very, very close to Kate, and I know that he's brokenhearted over this, and I know that he really wants to be there, but I don't know. I feel that Meghan kind of busted up the whole family, and I don't want her to manipulate herself and use this as an excuse. That's all I was thinking.
Well, Sandra, I think a lot of people share the sentiment you just expressed. And what's sad about the entire thing is that the princess had to come forward and acknowledge a very private matter because of all the rumors and innuendo about what was going on in her life, and she had no other choice. The photos and the endless stories that she had to come forward and admit what is going on. Are you disturbed, before I move on to the next call, at the fact of the matter that she had to announce something?
Well, can I tell you something, Dick? Dominic, I feel that you're as sick as your secret. That's what they say, and they say that. So I think it's healthy for her to be able to speak out about what she has because, going forward, she has cancer. She's going to fight it. She will speak about it. She'll become someone who's going to help other people going forward. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's something, unfortunately, that we get. And I don't think it's something you have to hide. It's not something to be ashamed of. But I hear what you're saying. She might have felt pressure because she's, in the position that she's in. But in the end of it all, I think she's happy that she said something. She's relieved, and she said she wants her privacy, and she will get it, and she will take care of herself and her family, and everything will get better. That's what I'm hoping.
Sandra in New Jersey, thank you for the call. Let's go from New Jersey to South Carolina. Let's say good evening to Mike. Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Dominic? Great you're filling in. You're the go-to guy for Rita on WABC. I was going to speak a little about, the clock is ticking on Donald Trump with Letitia James.
It is tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Go ahead.
I don't know what prompted her, like the Rolling Stones, the lyrics, salivating like Pavlov's dog is what she's doing. And it's disgraceful. And, enough is enough with that. And the border, let's go to the border.
Okay, but wait. Mike. So I'm going to be dealing with next hour this issue of Trump versus Letitia James. But, the former leader of the free world, I understand protocol and rules for courtroom and its procedure in these type of civil cases. If you're going to appeal, you must put up the money or bond so that you don't have countless appeals that basically have no chance at succeeding. But we're acting like this is a common defendant, if you will. This is the former president of the United States of America. I'm sorry. His word should count for something. He's a well-to-do businessman, and it's very unfortunate the position that he's being put in. And to folks that may not be aware of what Mike is talking about, the big story in most of the country is Mr. Trump has about 48 hours to either come up with $454 million or bond for that. He says that he's tried 30 people, different companies. They won't do it. Or the case that he lost in New York, the attorney general of New York State, Letitia James, says effective Monday, she's going to start the process to basically repossess his possessions, starting with his golf course in the estate there in Westchester County, New York. Mike, continue, please.
Yeah, you know, that's the climate we live in, and it's unfortunate. I was shocked, Dominic, when I saw the numbers on the war chest for, loony kazoony Biden, double of what Donald Trump and the Republicans have. It's amazing. And
What does that tell you? The fact that Biden, when it comes to campaign war chest, is doing much better than Trump. I was surprised at that myself.
Yeah. And with your experience, Dominic, as a journalist, 40 years and what you've been involved in, I've never seen it's the Democrats and the donkeys against the elephants and the Republicans. It's outrageous. And Donald Trump is in a corner. He's isn't really in a corner, and it's disgusting, really. I listen to different shows. If we get a repeat of Biden, it's going to be a double disaster. That can't be. It certainly can't be. Everybody knows what's going on in the country, and he's still lying and vindictive Biden.
I hear you, Mike. Next hour, I will thank you for the call. I will have some great news for Trump as it relates to a new poll out of the battleground state of Michigan, where Trump is expanding his lead. No surprise. I am telling you, this man is headed back to the White House. Why do you think there's the rush to get these cases, these criminal cases going? Because they know that, as a matter of fact, even if you replace Biden on the ticket, it's not going to work. Trump is going to win the election. Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby on this Friday night. We will be right back.
The Rita Cosby Show.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Dominic Carter in tonight for Rita Cosby on this Friday evening. Rita has the evening off. And so we are dealing with this hour. Princess Kate Middleton has been diagnosed with cancer and is currently undergoing chemotherapy treatment. the Princess of Wales revealed in a bombshell announcement today. A terrorist attack in Russia. ISIS takes responsibility for the Moscow concert shooting. 40 dead, injuring over 100. I see all your calls from around the country. We're going right back to them. I promise. But I have to tell you, I am spitting nails in terms of some of the things that are going on social media about how migrants have rights. We have none. Migrants can get all the government aid in the world. We are luck out of luck, the way to state this. And what I'm referring to, I'm going to get to the Massachusetts Governor Healey in just a second. When she was asked about the rape of a disabled girl by an illegal, and she said about the vetting process, things will happen. Really, Governor? Really, Madam Governor? What if that were your daughter, Madam Governor? We'll get to that in a few minutes. But the video that has me really pissed, right? So the con went like this. Oh, they're fleeing their countries. It's so bad for them. They just want to come to America for a better opportunity. Well, they have a weird way of showing their thanks. Beating up police officers, all types of disrespectful behavior. You have to get them culturally appropriate food, appropriated food. I didn't even know that was such a term. Until they would not eat all the millions of food, and they want what they want. But it's this video in particular, and I pulled this from one of the online people, and I'm sure you've heard it by now, in which this TikToker is telling illegal immigrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights. Does that sound like someone that's thankful to you for being in America? Doesn't sound that way to me. Sounds like an ungrateful opportunist looking for opportunity at the expense of you, I, and anybody else that they can use. I want you to listen to this, right? So you're going to hear the guy in English, the podcaster, whatever you call him. Then you're going to hear the alleged migrant, illegal alien in Spanish, and I'll translate when we come back. But what I am going to do, I've got to hold that until we come back. So I want that to marinate for a little while in terms of what this TikToker has to say, because I am really pissed because we as Americans are being used. Wake up, smell the coffee. Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby. I'll be right back.
Cosby is on.
It is Friday night. Rita Cosby has the evening off. Dominic Carter here with you filling in. And normally Rita would be doing the Back to Blue segment, which is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. So let's go back to what I'm really pissed off about. I am annoyed, greatly annoyed. Tomorrow, Saturday, I will be debating former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner. And you can take this to the bank. I have had it with Democratic talking points. What do I mean? They make it sound very, very good and very, very factual. And when you say crime, they go, what crime? There's no crime. Everything's under control. You say the southern border. Well, Biden has tried to fix that. But Republicans won't pass the bipartisan bill that was approved. No matter what you come up with, they have some lame excuse. And let me be clear. If the far right, if Republicans were screwing up, I would call them out as well. It's just that right now, it's the pandering Democrats that are taking this country down a hole, down a drain. What are you talking about, Dominic? It's Friday night. Why are you so upset? Well, I want you to listen to this, folks. And it's been talked about, and I've also talked about this, the TikToker that's telling illegal immigrants. Remember the people that are so thankful to be here in America, and they were being persecuted in their countries, and they're just looking for better opportunity the American way. The people that beat up the cops, the people, the TikTokers, the migrants that tell other immigrants, illegal immigrants, how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights. Does that sound like somebody that's thankful? I don't think so. Listen to this clown on TikTok. This is from a podcast, the regular guy you're about to hear. And then the gentleman will be talking in a very angry Spanish tone, telling his friends how they can steal your house.
Has anyone seen the TikTok of this guy back here? He's got this great idea for illegal immigrants that they can go and squat inside of houses and that they will get the rights for it because of certain laws that we have here in the United States of America. This is absolutely insane.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas.
Okay, so what that clown just said is, and I'm translating here, and I don't speak Spanish, but I have a thought about invading a house in the United States. I found out there is a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. Guys, here in the United States also applies the land invasion, and I think that will be my next business, invading abandoned houses. And you know what my answer to that is? Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Turn ice loose. And then we'll see if you are still as bad and as bravado as you are pretending to be. Again. And we're going back to your telephone calls. Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby. I'm teeing off on Democrats because Democrats, from Black Lives Matter to crime to you name it, are taking us down a hole where we may not recover. If Republicans were doing it, I would call them out as well. So you want to talk about the blind leading the blind? Massachusetts, the governor there, Governor Healey, was asked about the rape of a disabled girl. You already know what I'm about to tell you, by an illegal. And what does the governor of the state say? What does she say? You're going to hear it. But again, a 14-year-old disabled girl raped by an illegal from Honduras at a Comfort Inn turned into a migrant shelter in Massachusetts, and Governor Maura Healey reacted to it by saying this about the vetting process for illegals, and I am quoting, she says, "It is unfortunate that from time to time things will happen. It is unfortunate that from time to time things will happen." Madam Governor, I wouldn't wish this on your family, but would you say that if it was your daughter or your niece or your cousin? I don't think so. It is unfortunate that from time to time things will happen.
The vetting process falls far short.
And to be able to say honestly that you're truly vetting is dishonest.
The governor says Alvarez came to Massachusetts through a federal program.
This is also an individual who came in lawfully under the federal government through a federal program. You know, it speaks somewhat to the issue that states are having to deal with now in terms of the mass numbers coming across the borders.
We asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen.
It's unfortunate. From time to time, things will happen. I mean, come on, folks. They're going to, you know, they're taking your tax dollars, and your libraries will have to close, and you may lose your home one way or the other. You might not be able to. Hey, but at least, right, if you're in financial trouble and you can't afford to pay your mortgage, at least you don't have to worry about going to court, because the migrants will steal it from you as squatters. They'll take away any responsibility you have, because they will just take your home. So now you can't even go on vacation for an extended period of time, because they have a master's degree, a PhD in terms of conning Americans. Oh, they're fleeing their countries for better opportunity. Give me a break. Let's go to Norman, line 4. Good evening, Norman. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dominic. Okay, so I wanted to talk about the horrible terrorist attack in Russia.
Yes.
Well, Russia has been dealing with Islamic terrorists for a very long time, mostly out of Chechnya, which is a state that's in Russia, and they're Muslim there. And anyway, in the past, Yeltsin and Putin will do the same thing. They're going to deal with them extremely harshly. They're going to kill a lot of people over this. They're not like the United States. They don't have a Congress. They don't have lefties there who are going to say, oh, the poor Muslims. No, no, no. They are going to, I mean, they're going to crucify those people. And I literally mean that. That's what Yeltsin did. I mean, they are going to, forget about it. They are going to feel the wrath of Putin completely. But the reason why this is going on and is because of the Muslim world feels empowered by our fecklessness. Okay, what's going on in Israel? What's going on with the
I want you to continue, Norman. So I sort of felt like this train was coming around to the Biden White House, to the weakness in the Oval Office of the United States of America, for why we had Afghanistan, why a bunch of things are going on around the world.
Yeah, that's what's going on, Dom. So, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate that this is bleeding into Russia, but Russia ain't the U.S., and they're going to kill men, women, and children. Okay, they are not going to play. So what? They're going to kill all those terrorists, and they're going to kill a lot of innocent people, and ain't nobody going to take their part. Okay, so you know, I have a better trust that Putin will handle it better than, say, the way we would handle it. Okay, I mean, not that I love Putin, I do not, but. Forget it. Heads are gonna roll, man. Trust me. They don't play there, and they're gonna call up the Spetsnaz. You know, they're special forces, and they are gonna kill lots and lots and lots of people, because Putin's reputation's on the line now, and you just watch.
Okay, fair enough. Norman, thank you for the call. Let's go to James on line 5. Good evening, James. What's on your mind?
Dominic, I'm glad that you're on. On the 8 o'clock update, they announced someone else was going to be on in place of Rita. And after the update at 10 o'clock, they said, you were in. I said, oh, my God, that is great. I was extremely happy because I'm a big fan of yours. And I can't wait until tomorrow at 4 o'clock. When Mark Gastineau called last Sunday, he said everything that I wanted to say. And I tell you, you know, when you and Wiener go at it, sometimes I feel sorry for him. You just rack him up and back him up, and he just don't know what to do. Now, after the State of the Union message, when you came on, you really shocked him. You said, Lakin Riley. He didn't answer. You had to say that a few times because you threw him off of his game. That reminded me of Mike Tyson and Michael Spinks. They asked when they say it to Tyson, Spinks said he's going to change his style. Tyson say they all say that until they get hit and they're back to their old self. So that's what you did. You hit him and he didn't know which way to go. I said, please, John Katsimatidis, call up the studio and stop it because Dominic is just butchering him, you know.
Well, thank you, James. That's very kind of you to say. Thank you. Thank you for your call, and we want you to have a great weekend. And folks, always remember, mind over matter. When it comes to your weekends, I know, James, thank you for the call. And I know, folks, I know Friday night you blink and it's Monday morning. And then to get from Monday to Tuesday, it takes forever. To get from Tuesday to Wednesday, it takes forever. You got it, what I'm trying to say. So to those of you around the country that are not aware with what James was just talking about, in the New York tri-state area, I do a weekly debate with former Congressman Anthony Weiner, and it's called The Left versus the Right. And Weiner's coming from the left. I'm coming from the right. And we get it on. We get it on. And so we're going to do so again tomorrow, because I am so sick and tired. I really am. You listen to Democrats and it problem. No problem. Excuse me. We got teenagers, female teenagers stabbed in the heart because some guy tried to kick it to them and the young lady had the nerve to say no. Excuse me. And cities all across America, squatters, migrants are taking homes, turning some of them into strip bars. Excuse me. But there are no problems. Right, Mr. Weiner? Right, Democrats? Oh, no. Just vote for Biden. Everything will be okay. It'll be wonderful. You won't have a 401 account. You won't be able to get gas. You'll have to chop off your left arm when you go to the supermarket after the election. But that's why. That's why the polling is great news. Wait until I tell you about Michigan. I'm telling you, the fall election is not going to be much of a fall election. Because I'm sorry, Mr. President, with all due respect, Mr. President, you can't hide in the basement in Delaware this time. Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby. I'll be right back.
We asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi,
Muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas.
Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby tonight. And why am I calling the man you just heard an animal? I'm not calling him an animal because he's a migrant, an illegal alien. I'm calling him an animal because he's an animal that's urging other migrants to take your property. He's an ungrateful animal that should be shown the door to the country. Goodbye. You are the weakest link. As Trump says, you're fired. That's what should happen. And again, what he said was, I have a thought about invading a house in the United States. I found out there is a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. Guys, here in the United States also applies the land invasion. And I think that will be my next business, invading abandoned houses. My response is real simple. ICE, ICE, baby. ICE, ICE, baby. Let ICE handle clowns like that. Next hour, a sad twist in the case of that young man, Riley Strain, that was missing. His body has been found, and you'll hear from his heartbroken parents. We see your calls from all over the country. We're going to get back to them in just 1 second. But one of the Republicans that voted no on today's appropriations package, New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, in which she says, and I agree, listen to what she says here. I have a real problem with giving the Biden administration more money without changes to his border policy. I will not fund his reckless agenda that includes the transportation and housing of more illegal migrants, including criminals all across the country. This is what she had to say.
Certainly, the Republicans have made clear that we want border security measures in place. If the president will not use the discretion that he currently has to secure the border, you know, he can reinstate, remain in Mexico, and catch and release, make adjustments to parole and asylum. If he's not going to use his discretion, we need to require him to do so. And this is the only leverage we have is during this funding process. As you know, James Madison said, we have the power of the purse. That was given to Congress for a reason. And this is the time to be using it to try to get some concessions, because we can't continue down this unsustainable path with this unsecure border that is so dangerous. Americans are dying, whether it be from fentanyl or violence.
And let the church say, amen. Pastor, amen. Let's go back to your telephone calls. Let's go to Dom in Minnesota. Good evening, Dom. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dominic. You know, Letitia James is using the same playbook that was used on blacks when the banks raised their interest rates and repossessed their homes because they couldn't pay the mortgages. I'll bet you, I know she's trying the same playbook on Trump, and it may be backfiring because many older black people may remember, they lean towards Trump because they remember what happened to them. So I think I'm seeing an increasing number of blacks wanting to go vote for Trump.
No doubt about it, Dom. Trump is doing better now with minorities. All signs are indicating, Dom, in Minnesota, that Trump is headed for a very, very good day come Election Day. Dominic Carter in for Rita Cosby. Hour number two coming up. A lot to get to. We'll update you on our top stories right here on The Rita Cosby Show.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.